watch this. These are my confessions.
It is lunchtime confessions here on In the Loop. Sometimes these confessions are about sports. Sometimes they are not about sports. But it is absolutely where we let them hang just a little bit lower. The OG Lopez gets us started.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
All right. I don't care what people say about what when it comes to where they align politically or otherwise. I just don't feel comfortable living in a world where a dude fights a woman in the Olympics. Well, you saw this, right?
I did.
You saw this, right,
Chris?
Failed two gender tests.
Yeah.
Failed two gender tests.
Which, by the way, I'm going to be honest, I don't know what that means.
Well, I know what gender means. I know what gender means.
No, well, I mean, I used to.
Yeah.
I don't anymore.
Yeah,
like I'm just being straight. I don't know what it means.
Forget all the ramifications and where you are.
I'm a man. That's all I got for you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I don't know what the rest of y'all are.
Yeah,
be whichever you want to be.
Yeah,
I'm a man. That's all I got.
I don't care. You know, the bigger story and aligning yourself with this side or that. No, I don't want to live in a world where a dude fights a woman in the Olympics. That's my confession. I don't think I'm alone. I don't. No matter what else you think, I don't.
It doesn't seem fair.
If you didn't see, by the way.
It does not seem right.
It does not seem right.
I'll say. the only thing I'm hesitant on with this is I don't know what a dude and a woman is no more.
Well,
so I'm
sure.
I'm not in favor of a dude fighting a woman in the Olympics, but I don't know who's who. So I'm confused.
I didn't know it was going to go there. Angela Carini, Italian boxer, was fighting a Turkish boxer in the women's Olympic boxing match, and the woman she was facing had failed a gender test twice, and certainly looks as if she has. And so,
damn, Lopez,
Carini,
why you had to do just they like that?
Just an observation. And so Carini just basically opted out after a couple of minutes of the fight. I don't care about what you're saying one way or the other. If she fails two gender tests, I feel like that's a dude.
Well, either way, yeah. I feel like boxing is certainly where we need to draw the line and just say, hey, we're going to go, no offense to anybody, but we're going to go with our traditional gender norms in boxing. Boxing specifically.
Yeah.
Now, maybe some of the other sports, there's some ambiguity or some wiggle room here.
Yeah.
But in boxing specifically, we're not making a political statement, mm-hmm. just in terms of like in the interest of safety and fairness and actually trying to be apolitical.
Yeah.
We're going to go with the way we've always understood the world to work.
Exactly.
I am right there with you.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
So.
You didn't think I was going to bring that up, did you?
In the spirit of one Danico Autry, he is not the only one, apparently, to take a performance-enhancing drug.
Oh, no. What's the news?
I, too, recently took performance-enhancing drugs.
You took a performance-enhancing drug?
I did.
You don't look bigger.
Well, not from where you're standing, at least. Not from that angle. And to be fair, that's not the angle I was going for. Nor were you the one that I was trying to impress.
The steroids?
I mean, you could call it that. Do these come up? I wonder.
Was it Andro?
I'll say this.
Diuretic?
I'm not going to put the company out there because who knows?
Creatine?
One day we might have to lie to the audience and tell them how great of a product
tell me when I nail it.
It could
be. No pun intended.
It could be one of those we might have to do an endorsement for, especially on a male-dominated station like this.
Was it a beta blocker? Beta blocker.
I'm just saying. I wanted the performance to go up. Like I thought I was great. I wanted to be greater.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm sensing that it was a growth hormone.
And I was. I was greater. But then I felt the side effects.
You had side effects?
Yeah, man. Some serious side effects.
Yeah.
Your boy has been struggling the last two mornings. Like, it did what it was supposed to do.
Okay.
But did it? Then it did a bunch of stuff that it was not supposed to do. And I'm just glad I made it here. Y'all notice today that we doing In the Loop from 12 to 4?
Mm-hmm.
Coincidence. But I don't know if I would have been able to pull off 10 to 2. at 10 o'clock, I was still dusting off some cobwebs from...
Did you hurl?
From my situation. A little bit.
You hurled a little bit?
And when I say a little bit, I mean a lot.
A lot.
A lot. So... I've learned my lesson from performance enhancing drugs. Yeah. I'm just going to have to go with whatever the performance is.
Yeah.
And that's what that's just what it's going to be.
Don't do drugs, kids.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
So, I don't know if you guys, I'm assuming y'all been watching the Olympics or Leap Stride. I've been having so much fun watching this.
It's the best.
Oh, it's just being able to wake up early in the morning and just watch any type of sport. It's just been just so much fun to me, especially like Simone Biles and the USA Women's Olympics and Team USA in basketball, but just not just USA, but like other countries. It's just, I wish there was like more events like this, like just on television where I could just tune in and just see them like go through all these things, not just during the Olympics.
Yeah. Yeah. I it's been a blast to watch. And we watch a lot of times here during the show as well, and we're not going to do any spoiler alerts, but there's some big stuff happening today as well.
Yeah, and for me, man, it's just like the every 4 years novelty of it, you bring that along with all of the different competitions that you got. Like, mm-hmm. I almost find it, I'm a little bit different. I find it almost overwhelming, Chris, because I'm like, yo, what am I gonna watch?
Oh no, I can see that. I can see that.
You know what I mean? It's like so much going on. It's like I don't want to miss anything. I feel like I might miss everything.
I'm like, I gotta watch this badminton. How many times do you say that? Exactly. Other than every 4 years?
Yeah,
I gotta see this badminton. Yeah,
literally never.
This is gonna be badass.
Oh, literally never. Okay. That is a wonderful part of it.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
This is gonna be easy for people to say, yeah, you say that now. But I swear, there's some big news in Houston today. Has to do with a number of billboards that are out there. Like tens, if not hundreds, of billboards that are out there that say push and win. Everybody has seen that, right?
Yeah.
Right, Chris? We push, you win.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I know exactly what board you're talking about.
All over the place.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All over town.
Yep.
Well, apparently... Push is suing Wynn, and the billboards are going to come down, and the law firm apparently reportedly is going to dissolve. So it has something to do with obviously the obvious answer, and I think this is what's being reported. A lot of money, whatever, questions about where it's going. But here's my confession. I've always thought that was kind of a weird thing because those billboards came out of nowhere. Like, I hadn't even heard of this law firm a year ago. And then all of a sudden, you can't drive 20 feet without seeing those billboards?
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
Right?
Where did they come from?
Yes.
Especially in a city like this that has an established law community.
Yes.
You feel like you
got
know
the Texas Hammer.
Yeah, you know who the big time lawyers
are. I like Willie
are.
Wins, man. Have you seen the Willie Wins?
Yeah, I have.
I like Willie Wins.
Well, since we're on it, though, you mentioned the Texas Hammer.
Yeah.
I know his son is trying.
Oh, it's not the same.
My goodness.
It's not the same.
Find you a new thing, dog.
Yeah.
Find you a new... It's... good enough for you that you get to be the son of the Texas Hammer.
Yeah.
Don't try to Texas Hammer us.
I know people, I understand it. I'm with you. I get it. Yeah, sure, you say that now. I swear, the whole time when I first started seeing those, I'm like, this is weird. Like, they came out of nowhere.
They did.
And then now they're gone.
Here today, gone tomorrow.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
So I wanted to cuss out a pharmacy tech yesterday.
Oh, man.
At CVS. And it wasn't because of anything that this person had done to me. I'm sitting in a long line sitting. I was standing until I started sitting because it was such a damn long line. It was taking them so long to get things done. But this guy was really rude to these old ass ladies in the line.
The pharmacist?
The pharmacy tech.
Okay.
Not the actual pharmacist, but the pharmacy tech that does, you know, all the little work in the pharmacy or whatever. But he's just being rude to this lady who, look, I'm going to be honest, she was clearly like, touched or like, you know what I mean? Like, this lady elevator didn't go all the way up to the top floor,
if you will.
Okay, you know what I'm saying? So it's like something wasn't right with old girl. Mm-hmm. And She's older. I heard her, you know, eavesdropping a little bit. I heard her say her date of birth. She's born in the 50s. So she like around my mom's age. So like I'm deferential here. This is an older lady, clearly touched, here to get her medicine and everything. But she did the thing that I can't stand. And I suddenly understood why he was being so rude. It took me a while to catch on to what was going on. She was coupon lady.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
All bets are off.
She was coupon lady.
All bets are off.
And look, I wanted to be on her side.
Yeah.
And look, but coupon lady.
No, you lost me.
Bothers me enough in a regular line.
Yes.
We in the pharmacy.
In a pharmacy.
All right. This is.
Which I get. There can be expensive if you don't have. I get it. Covered. Yeah.
But also.
But you lost me there. I mean, I'm out.
I can't have you holding up this line.
Right.
We all need medicine. And you got them voiding transactions with the coupon. And you want to reapply it. You want to better understand it. And I was trying to decide, who do I dislike more here?
Yeah.
This guy who's being rude to this old ass lady, or this old ass lady who has decided to hold up our line with this coupon?
Yeah.
There were no good guys here.
Yeah.
He was saying stuff like I don't like customer service people who say stuff like, I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, yeah.
That's a phrase that cannot be used. Like, maybe that's true, but you got to say that differently and certainly not use that phrase. He used it twice with this lady and another one. Like, I don't know what to tell you. You need to find another job or do some more training,
you
dog.
You got me.
One thing to not tell me is, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
But one thing I would tell that lady is, figure out them damn coupons before you get to the register, please.
Yes. That right there. Please. That
is it.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
So, you know, people are talking about how, like, oh, it's the preseason. No, it's not. It's not just the preseason.
Explain.
Man.
What is it? Because it's the Hall of Fame game. It's a bunch. It's our reintroduction to football. How do you view it?
There's so much going on this weekend with the Hall of Fame game. Andre Johnson getting inducted into the Hall of Fame. And it's just like, we got preseason football. We're about to watch the young guys play.
Yes.
The future of the Texans. With Kamari Lassiter, Bullock, and just all these young guys, like, everybody should be hyped, man.
Mm-hmm.
Hyped. I mean, excited. And just, it's football's back, baby. Let's get it.
Football is back. The team is relevant. You got your first Hall of Famer going into the Hall of Fame.
I'm with you, man.
I don't know what there is to be down about. Like, if you can't, if this doesn't excite you, I question your ability to get excited. I want to check your pulse.
Real quick, love the text board. They put it all together. 2 + 2 = 4, right? B. Scott just gave a confession about going to the pharmacy and having performance-enhancing drugs.
Yeah.
It all comes together.
Now those two things, I will say, are not related. But what you're thinking, I got some other things going on, okay? But what you're thinking is not far off. That's not 2 + 2 = 4. It's more like 3 + 2 = 5. You know what I mean? Like, eventually you are getting to the right answer. I will give you that.